Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
The high school fall sports season is finally upon us. In fact, we're about a week away from getting the soccer season off and rolling. And this year at Emory High School, we have a familiar name back in control at the helm. Head coach Eric Nielsen has made his return, and he's actually joining us right now to talk not only about the offseason and tryouts, but also the season, which gets underway next Thursday against Gunnison. Coach, it's so great to get you back on. I know last year we talked to you in that assistant role, but now you're back at the head coaching spot, so it's great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. I always appreciate being on your show and the exposure you give us over here.
Oh, it's always great, Coach, to talk about the girls for sure. And I guess that's a great place to start. So you're back in the head coaching role. I remember talking to you when you stepped away from head coaching, and you were kind of iffy about it, right? I think that's probably the case for most people. I mean, you don't do it for the money. You do it for the love. And I guess sometimes when you're away from it, you realize how much you really love it and how much you miss it, right?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of it. I enjoyed doing it. It is a lot of time commitment there, and had to step away for a few years, but I'm excited to be back here and working with the girls in this role again.
Coach, it has been a pretty good run for this team. I know last year there were ups and downs, but, I mean, from an individual standpoint, we have had a lot of girls come through this program over the last three, four years that have really made some waves. I know Alexis Winter, she's playing right now at USU Eastern. We've had a lot of individuals to talk about, so the program is in a pretty good spot, I know, right now.
Yeah, I think, we get a lot of good girls out that are willing to work hard and get better, and I think this season is going to be the same thing. We've got girls that are committed and working hard, and I think we'll see some good things out of them.
Who are some of the returners, Coach? I know tryouts will be completed later this evening, but still, I mean, I'm sure you have some girls that you're expecting a lot of, some returners who have kind of laid that foundation over the last season or two.
Yeah, so last year we had quite a large senior group that kind of moved through and graduated, but we've got a good group of seniors this year again. I think about eight showed up to tryouts yesterday that are experienced and look to fill the shoes in that leadership position.
Key, right? I mean, you have to have some of those older girls. That always seems, I mean, if it's softball, basketball, volleyball, it doesn't matter. Whenever you have a good group of seniors, it just makes it easier, I'm sure, from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah, they do. They kind of set the tone, They set the attitude of how the team's going to be that year. And whether they're captains or not, just being seniors, the other girls look up to them.
Coach, I know the facilities have been a big point, a big topic for many of the athletic programs. And last year, the football field, the soccer field, I mean, it was finally completed very late into the fall season. I know the football team just got a couple of games on it. How exciting is this for the girls? And have you noticed anything different as far as the enthusiasm or the attitude getting to play on really just a first-class field and training in a first-class facility?
Yeah, it's a really nice facility that we've got here. We're excited that, all of it's up and running. We're able to use the field house for training and the football field stadium. And, being on the turf and in that big stadium is just exciting. There's something fun about it. We got the chance to have one home game on it last year, and that was a lot of fun. And I think the girls are excited to think that we may have a little bit of an advantage there, being able to practice on the turf field at home, and maybe some of these teams that come in won't be quite ready for that.
How much easier is it, Coach, from a training standpoint, having that indoor facility? I mean, has it made it easier on you as a coach? Has it made it easier on your athletes, especially in the summer heat?
Yeah, it's nice to get, in out of the sun through the summer. I'm a little worried that, our first game next week, it's going to be hot. It's going to be in the middle of the day. It's going to take a little bit to acclimate to that a little bit, but overall, I think it's definitely been a good experience for our team.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt when you're standing on that turf in the heat, it's hot. It's hot. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah, it is. It warms up. They have some sprinklers on there to kind of help cool it down in the heat of the day when we have games. But it's something that we'll just have to get used to.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartans soccer team. Coach, next Thursday, home game against Gunnison. You kind of alluded to it, a 4 p.m. start time, so right in the middle of the day. One game next week, and then the girls will have a week off. As far as the schedule is concerned, how much input did you have on it this year? I know you kind of took over maybe a little bit later than you would have liked. I'm not quite sure, you know, your perspective on that, but how much input did you really have on the schedule?
Well, I actually, when Yuri stepped away, there was kind of a time in there where we didn't know the direction that the program was going to go. So I actually sort of stepped in and put most of the schedule together. So I had a big part in that. I'm really happy with how the schedule turned out. I think we've got some good preseason games, a mix of 2A and 3A teams, which is kind of where we fit in, somewhere in between that group. And we'll have some tough matchups. We'll have some matchups I think, you know, we should win. And I think we'll really be running when we hit our region schedule.
Yeah, one of the things that stands out to me, Coach, when I look at the schedule, is the balance of home and away games. I mean, the longest home stretch is 3 games. The longest away stretch is 3 games. Just from going off of the top of my head in recent memory, sometimes you go multiple weeks without playing a home game or multiple weeks without playing a road game. Seems like the schedule does have pretty good balance throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I think that, and I think that's good to be able to have some at home, you know, in our new facility, spread out evenly throughout the season. You just get hyped up more for being at home, you know, and hopefully that'll keep us on track.
I think by the time you get to year two, Coach, as far as the realignment, you get a little bit more familiar with the opponents. Last year, it was kind of an unknown. Every coach I talked to, be it from Carbon or Emory, had said, well, I'm not too familiar with what Canyon View has. Now we know what Canyon View has. We're familiar with Grand and Richfield. When you take a look at the region in general, how does it shape out this year, and what's your assessment of it?
You know, I think we've got a tough region. I think we've always, you know, pretty much been in a tough region. Canyon View, you know, obviously they did well last season. If I remember right, I think they ended up 5th in the RPI. But, you know, so they're going to be tough. Carbon's got a good program going. They're tough. Richfield, you know, beat us a couple times last year in Grand. They've always got a solid team. But I look for Emory to be right in the mix there. I think we can play with any of these teams and, you know, put ourselves in a good position to see what we can do.
Between now and next week, Coach, what are some of the things that you try to put a heavy emphasis on ahead of the game against Gunnison?
Well, you know, with these girls that are coming back, our senior group, we've got a good group. This year, I really want to focus on our offense. We need to score. Last year we really had a hard time scoring. So, you know, going into these first couple games of our preseason, that's one thing I want to focus on, is getting our offense running, scoring some goals, and hopefully we can get this season off to a good start.
Well, let's talk about your coaching staff. Who do you have with you on the sidelines this year?
So I've got a couple of new faces to the program, Jennifer Mortensen and Addie Healy. Addie was actually one of my former players that we had a few years ago. She's back in the area, going to come help. I'm really excited to have her. And Jennifer Mortensen, she knows all the girls. She's a teacher over in Huntington. She's going to be great to have around with the girls, too, to help out.
It's always different, right, when you bring in some new faces, but it can be very refreshing, I'm sure, at the same time. It's kind of a new point of emphasis. So there's the familiarity with you, but then kind of a new look as far as your assistants. I kind of like the dynamic.
Yeah, I think it's good to change things up a little bit and get a new perspective on some things, you know, once in a while. And you know, I look forward to working with them, and I think we've got a great staff this year.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, just to kind of give everyone kind of some insight onto the schedule, it'll be very normal for the varsity team, 4 o'clock, JV is going to follow roughly 5:30. It seems like every home game is pretty much set in stone in that regard, a 4 o'clock start time, 5:30 JV.
Yeah, there's a few games that start at 3:30 instead of 4, but that's pretty much how it's going to be throughout the season. Sometimes at the end of the season, we may try to get a game especially where we're playing on a football field, maybe a late game under the lights. But as far as the schedule goes right now, pretty much start at 4.
Coach, it is great to get you on. It's great to start chatting about the fall sports season. Sometimes those dog days of summer drag a little bit, so I'm excited to get some high school sports back. Great to have you as the head coach once again of the program. Thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to more conversations.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to a good season this year.
Let's pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It is Football Tuesday, so we have a football segment coming up. Yeah, we'll talk about camp. We'll also talk about some of the storylines in the NFL. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios.